Welcome to another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you'd like more information or sermons, visit www.brotherjimshaw.org. Please stay tuned to the end of the broadcast for more contact information. And now, here's Brother Jim Shaw.
Hello, fellow Christians. You know, we're told in the world that you are what you eat. And as far as the spiritual world is concerned, you are what you think. But it's not what you think. Many times they aren't your thoughts. They're flaming missiles from the enemy. There is an enemy. He is an entity. He is a demon. And if you were to read the book of Enoch, the demons are actually the spirits of dead Nephilim. Yes, that were the children of the fallen angels and daughters of men that we read about in Genesis 6. These things are real, and they remembered how wonderful their life was when they were almost humans. They remember all the sin that took place. They remembered all the sex that took place, because that was the first thing these angels did, the fallen angels. It says they went into the daughters of men and chose the wives. And it got God so angry that he said, in 120 years, I'm destroying a place, and that's how long Noah preached. But anyhow, your thoughts. The devils want to work out their behaviors through your thoughts. And your soul is in the balance, because Jesus told us, it's our thoughts that matter. Not that you shoot somebody in the head and kill them. That's a consequence of a hatred in your heart, a thought. Not that you committed physical adultery. That's a consequence of a lust in your heart, in your mind, in your thinking. Guard your thoughts. In Romans 12, 1, we're told, and be ye not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. How? How? Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You must renew your mind with God's word and his will, so you actually know what good is, so you know what righteousness is. Otherwise, you go into a satanic realm where all that matters is self-preservation, sensuality, and what's in it for me. And that isn't what was told us at the cross. The story of the cross was God, in the form of a man, he became flesh, dwelt amongst us, and died for you and I to give us a way to escape. Now, through faith in the grace that he gives us, we believe it. And by believing in it, there will be fruit, and there will be a thing called obedience. But to get through to that obedience, there will be a fight. Why? Because we're told to pick up our cross, deny ourselves, and follow him. So in other words, to follow the Lord Jesus must have a fight. Because number one, you have to deny yourself. And number two, you're going to have to pick up a cross. And a cross is only good for one thing, and that's to kill something, to crucify your flesh nature. In the world we're living in, gang, the headlines are trying to renew your mind. The sex and all the lust and all the disgusting things are trying to renew your mind. The politics is trying to renew your mind. All the wars and the rumors of wars are trying to renew your mind. The internet's trying to renew your mind. Your family, day in and day out, is trying to renew your mind. Everything is trying to renew your mind, so you end up conforming to it, whatever that might be. That's what we're warned about. We still have to deal with family. We have to deal with warfare in the spiritual realm. But you must wash your mind with truth so you know what is good and acceptable to God. Otherwise, little by little, you'll float away and you'll have your own sense of what's right and wrong. And that's what took Eve out in the garden. She ate the wrong fruit. She ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And what happened? All of a sudden, it wasn't God's good and evil. It was her good and evil. And it was death. And she had to be thrown out of the garden. And Adam was right there. So guard your thoughts, people. Guard your thoughts. I know how ugly it is these days on the internet with all the lust and all the disgusting things. I remember being a kid, at least you had a fight. You had a fight to get a pornography book. I can be truthful with you, I was never involved in it. But it was always kids whose dads were involved in it. And I remember they used to have all kinds of magazines in their basements. But by the grace of God, that wasn't one of my downfalls. But I do know by what I'm told in the Word of God. Can you imagine David? Can you imagine the insanity of David? He knows he's the king, and he knows Uriah is his general. It's one of his 50 top generals. We read it in the book of Samuel. But he actually sends messengers. And it doesn't say a messenger. It says messengers to go get Bathsheba and bring her to his room. And we're told it's at night. How insane do you get? And then he's so insane, he tells his general Joab, I got to get Uriah killed. Put him on the front line. Wow. Totally, we're told, as far as I'm concerned, we're told that insanity and sexual sin go hand in hand. Insanity and sexual sin go hand in hand. We see a little bit about it with Samson. He was insane. He shouldn't have dealt with Delilah that many times. Delilah kept bugging him, tell me your strength. Three times. Samson threw her curveballs and gave her the wrong answer, but the Philistines showed up to kill him. But yet he finally gave in because she kept harping. My, oh my, you say, Samson, how could you do this? David, how could you do this? I'm telling you, sexual sin, insanity's right there. I'm telling you, I know it is. The ability to not think straight. It's right there. That's why you have to renew your mind with the Word of God that gives you a foundation. Renew your mind with truth. Renew your mind with righteousness. Good things. Things that come from above, not from beneath. And before that, in Romans 12, Paul says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. So in other words, when these evil thoughts come in and they want your body to do something that it shouldn't, you put it to death. I had to deal with it today a little bit. I got a sub and my wife got a sub. And I ate my sub. And my wife only ate half of hers. And I was ready to gobble down her half. I said, wait a minute. I shouldn't have to gobble this sub down. I already had mine. I don't need another half. My body didn't need that extra half of a sub. But there was something in me saying, eat it. Yeah, eat it. In my own little way, I had to be a living sacrifice and say, no, Lord, this is gluttony. This is overboard. So, I mean, I guess what I'm saying is you don't have to hit a religious, quote-unquote, home run. Something big doesn't have to happen to be a living sacrifice. It could be something, even controlling your tongue when you want to get the last word in. Nope, I'm not going to do it. Living sacrifice. When you know you've overeaten, stop overeating. Living sacrifice. Get that little little dart of gossip in there. Nope, I'm not going to do it. Living sacrifice. A little whining, complaining, murmuring. No, I wouldn't do it. Living sacrifice. That's what you are. All day long, you're a living sacrifice. A living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. When the conviction of the Holy Spirit comes and you put to death those deeds of the flesh, whatever they might be in that area, you are becoming a living sacrifice. And then he goes into, you know, do not be conformed to the things of this world. The things of this world want to conform you. The lusts, the cares, the riches, the deceptions, you know, whatever, the movies, the restaurants, the sporting events, the family, the reputation, the education. It's all garbage, people. All garbage. Paul said all his education, and we're told he was probably one of the most educated people in that area. He was at the foot of a renowned Gamaliel. We read about him, even Josephus talked about him. He must have been an incredible teacher. Paul said, I was at his feet. And he said, I can count it all dung just for the knowledge of Jesus Christ. All dung. That's what he counted his education as. Dung compared to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Gang, we've been let in on a mystery. Yes, it's a mystery. The carnal mind is an enemy of God, so it can't get a hold of it. But listen to what I'm telling you. Renew your mind with truth. Renew your mind with God's word. Yes, it is a narrow gate. Why? Because God said it. That's the word of God. Okay, it's a narrow gate. I'm going to be a living sacrifice. Okay, it's not going to be easy. It's not going to be easy. The message is simple, but it's not easy. Okay, the word of God tells me Jesus in the garden sweat blood. Ask God the Father to take this journey from him, this death on the cross, three times. God said, no, no. Each time, Jesus said, nevertheless, not my will, but thine will. We're told Paul, the apostle Paul, went to the Lord three times. He said, take this thorn in my flesh away. Nope. My grace is sufficient. So quote unquote, whether your prayers get answered or whether they don't, whether the person you're praying for died or whether the person you're praying for lived, that's not relevant. What's relevant is you are a piece of clay. You were saved by the cross and you don't know the whole story. Job tried becoming a wise guy. Job asked God, why'd you even create me? Why didn't you kill me in the womb? And God got mad. He said, where were you when I made the oceans to go to and fro on the sea? Where were you when I hung the stars in the sky? Basically, who do you think you are, Job? And this was Job, who was a very righteous man. His whole family was eradicated. Boils. He couldn't probably even get near him. His wife telling him to curse God and die. Job was at the end of his rope. I'm not going to throw stones at Job, but I will learn from that message. I will learn from that. Don't question God. If anything, question yourself if things aren't going right. Because we're told that. We're told that. To examine yourself. But Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior. There is no other way. He's a spirit that lives within you. If those who wish to worship him will worship him in spirit, which is the opposite of flesh, ritual, and tradition. And you will worship him in truth, which is the opposite of hypocrisy. Gang, we've been letting in on a mystery. And when we die, we have eternal life. And it's going to be wonderful. Eye has not seen and ear has not heard what our Father has waiting for us. Hold fast. You will be tried. You will be tempted. But you win because you've been given a way of escape. And the escape that you have been given is what Jesus Christ suffered for you on that cross. It's true, gang. Believe it. And God bless you. And amen.
You've been listening to Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you would like more information or sermons, we can be reached at www.brotherjimshaw.org. That's www.brotherjimshaw.org. Or write to P.O. Box 690492, Vero Beach, Florida. You can also call 717-451-9767. Again, 717-451-9767. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you again next time for another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. To view more messages on Brother Jim's YouTube page, please visit www.brotherjimshaw.org.